Good morning from WVIK News. In the Quad Cities, I'm Joseph Leahy. The Federal Railroad Administration has approved a grant extension for the remaining federal funding intended for the proposed Amtrak route between Chicago and Moline. Illinois U.S. Senators Dick Durbin and Tammy Duckworth, along with Quad City area Congressman Eric Sorensen, announced the agreement in a news release Tuesday. The extension will allow the Illinois Department of Transportation to use the remaining federal funding to complete the rail project after more than a decade of planning and delays. The Vibrant Arena in Moline has a new lease agreement to keep the Quad City Storm hockey team playing at the Mark into the 2030s. WVIK's Jonathan Turner has details.
Vibrant Arena at the Mark and the Quad City Storm announced a new 10-year lease agreement on Tuesday, September 1st. Team owner John Dawson spoke of his commitment to keep the Storm in the QC for a long run, praising the new arena boss.
We wanted a long-term lease and not have to do this every 2 or 3 years. So we sat down with Rick Edgar and the board, and we figured out what makes sense for both parties for a long-term lease so that we can work together for the mutual benefit of both parties.
The agreement has an option for either party to opt out after 5 years. The Storm of the Southern Professional Hockey League has been based at the Moline Arena since 2018, and its new season starts October 17th. For more on this story, visit WVIK.org. For WVIK News, this is Jonathan Turner.
State officials in Iowa are warning residents to stay away from synthetic kratom products. 16 overdose deaths so far this year have been associated with them in the state. Kratom originates from a plant in Southeast Asia and can cause opioid-like effects. But the U.S. has seen a spike in unregulated lab-created versions of the drug. They're often sold in convenience stores as herbal supplements. Stephen Bands is the commissioner of the Iowa Department of Public Safety. He says these products can be very potent, leading to accidental overdoses.
There's no way of knowing what these products actually contain. They are often misbranded, and if you choose to use them, you could be playing a dangerous game of Russian roulette.
Federal officials recently have classified several types of synthetic kratom as Schedule I drugs. State officials say the move will allow Iowa to do the same. U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins announced in Iowa on Tuesday a plan to streamline how the USDA collects and uses farm data. Iowa Public Radio's Rachel Kramer reports.
The USDA data modernization plan includes improving mobile access to farmer surveys and expanding secure data sharing across the agency. Rollins says another goal is increasing transparency by explaining why information is requested and how it's used.
Everything for me changed when I began to talk to farmers directly who had just been asked to fill out the survey for the fifth time, who had been told or not told why they were asking for that survey, who had had trouble getting responses from the local offices.
She says the data modernization plan reduces the administrative burdens on farmers and ranchers. Rollins spoke at the Farm Progress Show in Boone. I'm Rachel Kramer, IPR News.
Rock Island's Fire Chief Bob Graff is stepping down after 29 years of service. The city announced the Chief Graff's retirement in a press release on Tuesday. Graff started as a firefighter in 1997 and rose the ranks to Assistant Fire Chief in 2016. He was appointed Chief in 2023. Graff's last day is Friday, October 2nd. This is WVIK News.